What's poppin'? Brand new whip, just hopped in.
I got an option. All right. Well, welcome back, everyone, to episode 4 of the WhoCast. Can't believe we're making it this far. 3 weeks into it. Big Valentine's Day special. And guys, you know what? I'm going to start off this podcast with a little bit of a V-Day message for you guys, all right? Valentine's Day, it's not about finding your significant other, all right? It's about being with the people you love the most in your life and the people that care about you. It's not about having a girlfriend or anything. Remember that, all right? Be with the people that you enjoy most in your life. And that could be a girlfriend or a boyfriend, whoever it is. But as long as they see love in you and you love them, remember that. Now, shifting to that, I'm going to tell you guys how to find love the Brandon Hrue way. And no, this probably won't work, but it's all good because I'm here to tell you guys all the secrets for that. All right, so listen here. First off, be yourself, all right? Don't try to change yourself for anyone, all right? Because that person is going to like you for who you are. Remember that. Don't try and shift your personality to tailor to the person that you're into. Because you know why? You're not really into that person then. All right? If you need to change yourself, no. That's not how it works, all right? And you know what? Be charismatic. Be funny. Try not to act like an idiot around this person, you know? Try just, you know, be cool, be confident. That's it. Cool and confidence. The Brandon Hrue way to find love here. And remember, like, if a girl's eyeballing you, just go up and talk to her, dude. Who cares if she doesn't like you, really? You just got to get out there. Be yourself, all right? Now, with all this love talk, there's someone who hasn't been loving me recently, actually. And that person is named Andreas. Yes, guys, there's been more hate to Brandon Hrue and his WhoCast. This guy, Andre, I posted on my Instagram story to hype everyone up for this podcast. This guy has the audacity to go all the way to the bottom of the bar to say that he's not hyped for the podcast. While everyone else on the story was going full bars. Because, you know, this podcast is the most hyped thing out there right now. So, I look at it and I'm like, wow. More hate to the Hrue crew. More hate to the Hrue cast in general. So, I gotta say, Andre, I hope your opinion switches after this podcast. Because, you know, I don't want to be that guy to call people out on my show, but I think I might have to, because just the way you've been moving, it's not cool, bro. Not a G move, to be honest with you. You know what is a G move? The fucking XFL, boys. Did you guys watch that weekend? All right, listen here. I can't go without football for the spring and summer. I need some sort of football, and the CFL sucks. I'm sorry. Whoever says the CFL is good, whatever, that's your opinion. But I am not into the CFL at all. I need good old American football. You know, USA, USA. You know the vibes, all right? And the XFL gives me just that. I'm watching these plays, and, you know, it's not the best football, obviously not. But, you know, it's quality football, at least. Like, you're watching, like, semi-pro to professional football here. Because these guys came out of college with good skill sets, but they just couldn't crack it for an NFL team, so they're just going lower on the radar to the XFL teams, which is all good. They love the game, they want to play. So, I just think the rules are sick. Like, there's no PATs. That's fucking sick. You have the choice to go for 1, 2, or 3 points. So, if you're down 10 points, you're right back in it with one possession. That's crazy. And also just the way how they do mid-game interviews on the sideline, like, that's freaking genius, all right? Like, this you can have a quarterback throw a game-losing interception, and then the reporter can just go up, come on, can you tell me what happened there on that pick that ruined the game for your whole entire team, and now you guys are just awful at being who you are? The audacity that they had to do that is fucking amazing. And I hope this XFL is here to stay, because this is the perfect bit of football that people need during the spring and summer season, all right? And you know what? The unis are kind of cool. Shout out to the Seattle Dragons. I like their uniforms. Some people may not. Some people also switch up on teams and go to, like, whatever team Dallas is in. I'm not naming names. Might be named Tanner Guy, but we're going to move past that. Me, myself, I'm a Los Angeles Wildcats fan. Been a fan since the day one of the XFL. That's who I selected as my squad, and you know, They didn't have a good week one, but I'm hoping for big things week two. It's a Brandon Hrue guarantee for week one win. Remember that. All right. Now, another big event that happened over the weekend is the Oscars. I'm a big movie guy. I like the movies. I like going to the movies. I like watching movies. I enjoy analyzing movies. And I got to say, the Oscars, they kind of did it right for the awards. You know what? I agreed with most of them. Parasite was a pretty banging movie. And I'm glad that it won Best Picture. And I'm glad the director won Best Director. Because, you know what? Kudos to him. He listened to no one. He did his thing. He made the movie he want. And I think that's what more studios need to allow. They need to allow directors to make the movies they want. And not just the higher-ups trying to make the movies they want to see. Or the movies they think are going to be the most successful in the box office. I prefer quality over all the other producers getting their fingers in. And trying to make the movie they want to see. And not the director's vision. You know, shout out to Joaquin Phoenix, big best actor win. Obviously Joker was freaking spectacular, and he made it spectacular all on his own. I don't think anyone else could have played that role the way he did. It was good to see. It was another take on a very iconic villain that I really love to see. But other than that, yeah, Oscar's pretty sick. Billie Eilish's performance was pretty good. Remembering all the, people that passed away, throughout the year. Kobe got his shout out, of course, you know, big special person in the world. Hate to see that we lost him. Still hasn't really sunk. Well, I guess it has sunk in, but like, it's still kind of hard to believe that he's gone and he's not part of our world that we live in today. So like some local news that I got, I posted on my Instagram topics you guys wanted me to talk about. And a big one that I got from Elton, his name's Elton, great guy. The CN Railway protest. And you know what? Fuck this protest, all right? Because you know why? This protest almost denied my boy Josh from coming back for the week. Because they canceled all the trains because some dumbasses were deciding to protest on the railways for some goddamn reason. I don't know. I didn't read into it. They probably have a good reason, but who cares? I'm not really into that. They almost denied my boy Josh entry into Oakville for this week to have fun with the boys. And you know what? Also to record a podcast, which is... Oh, if we didn't get to record that podcast, I swear to God, boys. Hruku, it would have been a sad day because Josh is a big guest that everyone wants on. Everyone keeps asking me, yo, who's this Josh guy? Why do you keep talking about this Josh guy? Well, you know what? Josh is going to be on the show next week, guys. I give you that guarantee. That's the Hruku guarantee. Josh will be the first guest on the show next week. Yes. You know, I'm watching my old podcast, right? Dude, I can't believe some of the shit that comes out of my mouth. I'm actually a genius for some of the stuff that I say. Like, it's so crazy. Like, just what comes out of my head, but, and I can't even remember what I said. I just spit out what's off the top, and I just produce quality content. So with that, trying to give it some shout-outs here. Shout-out to Sydney, big supporter of the podcast. Maybe she's watching this, maybe she's not. It's all good, though. Shout-out to Pata again, big supporter. Shout-out to Matthew Kirsch, shout-out to Alex Radikoff. The beef has been squashed. He's a big supporter of the Hrue cast now. That I really appreciate. Shout out to James Mack. I missed you, buddy. Hope to see you soon. Big day one friend right there. And guys, I'm going to leave you off with this. Don't let anyone in the world tell you anything that you can't do, all right? Be the person you want to be, all right? Strive for greatness for what you want to become later in life, all right? The reason you're not lazy, okay? You're only lazy because what you're doing, you hate doing. You need to find something passionate about. They want to get up in the morning and be who you want to be. And that's a Hrue guarantee for you guys. All right. Yep. So that's it for episode 4. Hopefully I covered a lot of topics you guys wanted me to talk about. Hope next week Josh is going to be on the show. Get hyped for that. Hope you guys enjoyed my Instagram live stream earlier. And make sure to keep tuning into them as the pre-show. I love opening Counter-Strike cases. Gets me hyped. Gets everyone else in the chat hype. Also, join the Discord, link down below. And remember, boys, it's a drip or drown world. And life is only about two things, guns and butter. Remember that. All right. Peace out, Hrue Crew. Join the Discord, like, subscribe, turn on the bell, and have a good one. Peace.
What's poppin'? Brand new whip, just hopped in. I got options.